This is a podcast from soof.co.uk.
Hello, I'm Patrick Downs. This is all about film, whether it be Blu-ray, DVD or streaming. This
Super Mario Brothers movie, with help from Princess Peach, Mario gets ready to square off against the all-powerful Bowser to stop his plans from conquering the world. The cast that includes Chris Pratt, Anya Taylor-Joy, Charlie Day and Jack Black. And our film correspondent Madeline Finlay Hudson caught up with Chris Pratt and Charlie Day about their first memories of playing this iconic game.
My first memory is arcade. Folds Laundry, right across the street from the duplex where my family lived. They had the Mario Brothers game, and it was just such an amazing game. And then right around that time, the Nintendo Entertainment System came out with that same game, and it consumed what ended up being the rest of my life.
I remember playing Mario and Donkey Kong before I had a Nintendo.
Yes.
But as soon as I had Nintendo, all other video games experiences were erased from my brain,
and yeah.
My life was forever changed.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a super sort of culturally significant franchise.
It's the truth.
Like, everyone's...
I think it's like the equivalent of the invention of the iPhone, where it was like, as soon as people said, okay, you have a Nintendo system in your home.
In your home, yeah. It's different.
Changed the way we're going to describe it.
Yeah, Miyamoto is the original Steve Jobs.
I think so.
And so I wanted to ask you what it was like stepping inside the metaphorical infamous overalls of Mario and Luigi.
I like the metaphorical infamous overalls. That's a good.
That's a great band name.
I mean, it was great. What a great opportunity.
Incredible.
And a ton of fun. And
what a blessing.
An incredible like company to get to do it with. Illumination, where you just know they're going to make a good movie, so you're in great hands. And then,
and just the amount of joy that people are going to get out of this movie, to be part of bringing that type of joy to people in mass, it really feels great.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And this is your third animated collaboration. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It is, sure.
Lego 2.
And this.
And so what was it like working together again? Did you get to collaborate at all when you were recording?
You're looking at the collaboration, which is the fun part of getting the hang, although we did record separately.
Yeah, and we talked about it separately when we were, like, golfing together. I'm like, what have you been doing?
Yeah, exactly.
So we talked about it.
I run into here and there. But that's just the way that Illumination was working, because of COVID, because of being in France where they are. And because of my strict rider of no one can be near me when I'm finding the character of Luigi.
Yeah, it's really important that no one talk to him or look him in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Because I become Luigi and I don't want to be thrown off.
Yeah. It takes like 45 minutes for him to become Charlie.
I have to fix every piece of plumbing in the building before I even walk into the studio.
This is true.
And if it's not broken, I have to take it apart and then put it back together.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a process.
I mean, how are your plumbing skills? Good, bad?
Pretty good now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine are pretty good. Mine are okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably, my confidence probably is not perfectly equal to my skill. Perhaps I have a bit more confidence than skill, but still, I'll always take a crack at trying to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I also just wanted to ask, who is your favorite Mario character?
I'm a Mario guy.
I mean, now I'm a Luigi guy, you know. Although I always liked Luigi, but now I have an even more special place in my heart.
Didn't you always have to play Luigi because your sister played Mario?
I did. I always went second because I had an older sister. And I was like, I ain't got to go second. And then eventually I was like, oh, well, you know what? Luigi's a better character anyway.
And our correspondent Madeline Finlay Hudson caught up with Anya Taylor-Joy, who plays Princess Peach, under the pressure of taking on such an iconic character.
I've got this, like, weird, I guess, survival instinct that I didn't choose to have, but it exists, where I don't think about the pressure until it's too late to do anything about it. And so I was just so excited to do it, loved every second of making it, and then it was only when I saw the film that I was like, oh, wow. I really hope people enjoy this, because the film has been made with so much love towards the fans, and I think you can really feel that in every single frame. It's made by fans for fans, and so, yeah, I hope they like it.
And obviously, in this film, Princess Peach, we've got a bit of a different spin. She's not the damsel in distress.
Nope.
How important was it to you to sort of explore this side of her character within your performance?
I wasn't going to do it unless that was the way that it was going. And it was so wonderful that from our very first meeting, they first showed me the most incredible key art. Like, it was just so, so stunning. And I was so excited about the world. But in our first conversations about Peach, that was 100% the direction. Everybody was on board. And I left the movie feeling really inspired and almost a little tearful, just because if you don't see it, you can't believe that it's possible. And so seeing a character like this and understanding that kids around the world will grow up with that being an example of what a woman leader can be, it's very moving.
And obviously, I read online that you became a bit of an arcade gamer girl ahead of making this. Were there any particular adaptations or games that you sort of felt helped you best develop your role as Peach?
Mario Kart. I loved playing Mario Kart. And it was really funny because I was making Furiosa in Australia and I barely had any time off. But when we did, my friends and I would just go to the arcade and we'd spend like a solid 5-6 hours in there just going for it. So it's not quite, I used to rave a lot and I still love doing that. And now it's kind of like raving in arcades. And that's kind of where I live when I'm not on set.
I think that's a nice way to be.
Yeah.
And lastly, I just wanted to ask a little bit about Peach's costume and style is incredibly cool throughout. Were you involved at all in the designing or did you have any input? And how impressed were you when you saw it all come together in the end?
I didn't have any input. I just told them which was my favorite outfit and was kind of like, this is my favorite one if you want to put it in a whole bunch. I just adore Biker Peach's outfit. I think it's so great. I think it's so tough. And I'm just like, yeah, girl, I'll get it.
Very Furiosa.
Very Furiosa. I find it remarkably funny and also awesome that the two characters that potentially have the most in common in my filmography are Princess Peach and Furiosa.
The Super Mario Brothers movie is available now. And with that, thanks for checking me out on the Bring the Film podcast today. I'm Patrick Downs, and you can keep in touch across Twitter at I'm Patrick Downs, also on Instagram or facebook.com/officialpoptart. And there's also the website, soof.co.uk. This is a podcast from soof.co.uk.